to Channel Radio.
It's 1 o'clock.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on 100.2 FM in South Kent and East Sussex. Freeview 277 online at bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely lovely Linda Cloke.
Thank you.
It's lovely to see you, Linda. Thank you for stepping in. Jules has cleared off on holiday again.
So I'm with you next week as well.
And you're with me next week as well. So for 2 weeks, we have calm professionalism in the studio for a change.
Less talk about food and more talk about...
Anything we like, really.
Whatever takes our fancy.
Yeah, we've got two really interesting guests today.
Yeah.
Mick and Adam. I already had a long conversation with Mick, and he's refitting my house next week sometime.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, which is great. And we'll be chatting to Adam later on as well about my tax situation and my tax returns.
That sounds good. Perfect guest then for
exactly.
Time of year.
That's why I get these guests in. I get free advice, don't I?
Absolutely. Well, I was doing some posts the other day for an accountancy company, and I was saying, you know, when's a good time to have a year end? So maybe that's one of the questions we need to
ask. Oh, that is a good question, isn't it?
Mm. So, you know, should it tie in with maybe the end of the tax year, or should it tie in with when you start in business? You know, when's a good time to start?
I promised everyone I wouldn't continue the rant on the radio, but you've just led me into that now.
Have I?
Yeah.
Sorry, listeners.
I was ranting with someone yesterday on Twitter about windfall taxes. And like a lot of people, they were claiming that they want more windfall taxes from the oil exploration companies because of energy and stuff like that. And I said, and what's that going to do? That will immediately lower your bill. Well, it won't, because you only pay corporation tax. Most small businesses pay corporation tax 9 months after the end of their year end. With large corporations, they have a sliding scale. They have to, I think it's 3 months and 6 months, they have to pay part of it.
Yeah, quarterly. Yeah,
yeah. So you won't see anything from anyone like that for at least 14, 15 months. And they're going, whoa, that's tax evasion. No, it's not, you idiots. Anyway,
I think you enjoy doing all that, you know, on Twitter.
Do you know, when I started my business, the thing I hated most was all the bookkeeping and VAT and all that nonsense. I hated it. It was the thing that terrified me most about being in business. And like so many people, I ignored it all, put all my receipts in a box or a bag that I could never find on January the 30th or wherever I needed to do it and send it to my account. I hated all of that. And it took me ages to learn the importance of accountancy in business.
I was quite lucky. I trained as an accountant. You know?
Did you?
So I worked for the KCC. Hmm. I got right up to 3 months before my finals, and then I jumped.
It's really important stuff. We're going to talk to Adam in the second part of the show about it, because it is really, really important stuff. And now, because I've been in business so long and I've fallen foul of almost every law and regulation that you can find, I'm a bit of a amateur expert on stuff. only by default, because I've had to pay the fines. Anyway, and of course, we're going to talk to Mick in the first part of the show about flooring and stuff like that.
So what is your favourite flooring? What are you going for in your home?
Well, I was talking to Mick about this. I have a problem. I have an infestation.
Oh, no.
I have carpet moths.
Oh, dear.
Carpets.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you're going to go for vinyl flooring, are you?
Well, we've been talking about that.
LVP.
See, she knows. Have you pre-prepped her? Yeah, you have, haven't you? He's primed her. Listener, he's primed her already. Yes, I am going to go for that. Yeah. We had a long chat about what I'm going to put on my office floor, because I have an office at home. And then what I'm going to put in my dining room and in my library.
Yeah, lovely.
Mm.
I thought you was moving.
Yeah, I am.
All right, okay.
Well, I'm trying to. The house is up for sale. I haven't found anywhere to buy yet. And it's a question of whether I replace some of these carpets, you know, to make it look nicer when I'm selling it or whatever.
I don't think anyone's going to want to move in with moths, are they?
No, exactly.
So it might be an idea.
Mm-hmm.
No back rent.
Right.
Okay.
Shall we start off? Now, Linda, you've got a choice here. You can read one of those emails or you can read a tweet. I don't mind which one you do.
Well, I'll go with the emails for okay. listeners. So, book now for Marsh Networking, which is on the 22nd of Feb, which is Wednesday.
It's tomorrow. It's mañana.
Yes. Okay, so the next one is 10:30 a.m. on the 22nd. Book now at www.marshnetwork.co.uk. Join people and organisations from across Kent, Sussex and beyond for our relaxed style of professional networking. Come along and enjoy, again, our relaxed style of professional networking. Please mention the meeting to contacts as first time has come free. For a free ticket, email terry@botfield.net. See you there, Terry.
Fantastic. You can follow him on the Twitter as well. And the reason I say that is because I love his Twitter handle. It's TD Botty.
TD Botty. Yes, that's right.
I'll vouch for them. I used to go along periodically.
Oh, did you?
Networking. Yeah, they're yeah. really good.
They are good, aren't they? Yeah. Yeah, they're good fun. Yeah. So.
Or you can use the hashtag MarshBizCoach.
Absolutely, yeah. Where are you based, Adam?
In Ashford, over in Great Charles.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Right, I've had a you'll like this as well. You can move here. I'm just going to tell you about this. The Trading Post Tenterton. Hey, Vanilla Web. Well, they say Jules, but Jules isn't here. They meant Linda, really. Vanilla Web's me. Can we please get a shout out today on the Business Bunker Show? Our new website has launched, tradingposttenterton.co.uk, offering co-working meeting rooms and large and small private offices from spring 2023 on the A28 on the outskirts of Tenterton.
Oh, very good. Whereabouts on the A28?
Do you know the road coming in from High Holden to Tenterton?
Yeah.
Do you know the little silver hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah, just before there, on the left-hand side, what used to be the old radiator company.
Yeah, I know it, yeah.
Yep. There's four brand-new buildings there, and one of them is co-working space, and the other three are office space.
Cool.
Yep.
Good stuff.
And they'll be opening, when I get round to it, hopefully in March, April. Two of the units are built, two are in the process of being built. But the website's up. You can have a look at the website, and you can... You know, see what's going on there. There's a map and everything. Tradingposttenterton.co.uk. Check it out.
Good name.
It's going to be lovely there. Apparently, according to a few people on Twitter, they're telling me it's Pancake Day today.
It is Pancake Day. Really funny 60 seconds, actually, I listened to this morning. Someone said, it's Valentine's last Tuesday. This Tuesday it's Pancake Day, so it's my favourite day. I was like, oh, I hope your girlfriend ain't listening to that one. Yeah, very good.
Sarah Marsh Collins has been on. What surprise, little known facts, cheesy tunage and business banter will we get today on the Business Bunker Show? I'm tuning in to find out. Well, thank you, Sarah, and it's lovely to have you. I think Sarah is in Kent at the moment as well. She moved from Kent to Devon, but she's been a regular listener to the show, and I think she's back in Kent at the moment doing some work. So thank you for listening in, Sarah, as always. Michael Parts of Ayers. Wishing you and all the Business Bunker listeners a flipping wonderful, see what she did there? A flipping wonderful pancake day. Hope you have an incredible vacation, Jules. We're all very envious. Yeah, she's gone to Dubai or somewhere, hasn't she?
Oh, how wonderful.
Huh?
How wonderful.
Yeah. What you got then, Linda?
We also had a tweet from Thackeray Williams.
Right.
So they're running a networking event. So they wanted to share that with us. Join us on the first Tuesday of the month from 8 a.m. for a light breakfast where you'll be able to meet members of the Bromley Dementia Friendly Community Group and share tips and advice on how to support clients, friends, relatives and employees with dementia. That's really nice, isn't it?
It is, and it's really important. I did a few years ago, just before lockdown actually, I did a series of workshops on handling dementia in the workplace, and that has proved surprisingly to be really useful to me because my poor old mum, she's 94, she's kind of... going that way now. I've got a bit of dementia and it's getting a little bit worse. So the workshop helped me enormously in coping with that, because it's a really weird thing to cope with, you know, as the recipient of someone on the end of somebody else with dementia.
It's quite draining, because the thing is, you've got to learn, you know, it's a different part, it changes them, doesn't it?
So absolutely. And how you handle people, you know, because you're so used to dealing with people that are a compass mentis and brainy. And you know, my mum, she's awful. I bought her a mobile phone so that she doesn't have to walk to the phone, and she turns it off every 10 minutes, and I go, "Mum, don't turn it off." "I didn't touch it." "Yeah, you did." Yeah. And then I bought a CCTV camera, because she fell over a couple of times. She's got an alarm, but she takes the alarm off and leaves it in the bathroom, you know. So I bought a CCTV camera, so I could, she's found out where that's switched on and switches it off. And I go, "Mum, you switched off." "What have I switched off?" "The camera." "What camera?" You know.
Oh, bless her. Look, we've also heard here from Nick from What's On in Kent. "Please, lots of events throughout Kent this week. Have a great Pancake Day show, guys." And he's tweeted us and hashtagged in Business Bunker. And talking of events, we were talking about my 3-pig challenge, weren't we?
Yes, yeah. Tell us all about it. I've just donated to that.
Thank you very much.
That's
so
all right.
Basically, 3-pig challenge is in aid of another charity that's dear to your heart, I know, which is the Kenwood Place. So they support people who have drug and alcohol addiction.
Yep.
So Elle and I and her partner Dan are actually doing the 3-pig challenge on the 19th of May.
Right.
So they can donate on our separate Facebook pages, or we are holding a couple of events to help raise money for the charity. And that's the 1st of March. We're doing a LinkedIn training at Edenwood Place, Alsford, at 6 p.m. for anyone who wants to know about the fabulous new LinkedIn newsletters. And then on the 22nd of March, we're doing a training at Kenwood Place, which is in Yalding, and that's a content creation and planning session at 11 a.m.
It's a lovely place as well.
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful building.
I'm a trustee of the charity, and I'm also the chair of the trading arm, Kenwood Enterprises. And it's a Georgian country house. It's absolutely gorgeous, sitting in fantastic grounds. Loads of alpacas wandering around.
Beautiful wooden floors, lovely big windows.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yep. Really nice. Good. So thank you for that, Linda. We're all rooting for you with your little legs up three mountains.
Thank you.
I hope you've been in training.
I have, but it's hurting.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, dear.
Yeah, but I'm sure I'll get better as I get fitter.
Mm.
I've lost a stone in weight, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you were always looking okay anyway. But
thank you. Yeah. I've lost a stone in weight.
I got away with that. I pulled that out of the bag, didn't I?
Yeah, it's funny, actually, because Elle's just moved in with her boyfriend, and he actually said in the meeting this morning, you know, "Linda's lost loads of weight," and everyone just looked at him and started booing. So he really went through it this morning. Bless him. Oh. So do you want me to read another one?
No, I'm going to read one, and then you can read one.
Okay.
All right? I'm going to read this. It's Dover Networking. Please join us on Wednesday the 15th of March, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St Mary's Arts Centre, Strand Street in Sandwich, for a tourism, hospitality and industry networking event hosted by Dover District Council. And the speakers include representatives from the Port of Dover, Dover Council and Bettshanger Park. If you want to find out more and book your place, if you go to kempbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar, all the details are there.
Fabulous. Well, this is, I don't know if you've ever been to the Mermaid in Rye, but I stayed there for a weekend and it was lovely.
I have been there.
So for the 11th year in a row, the Mermaid in Rye has achieved the 2AA Rosette Award for Culinary Excellence. To achieve this award for 11 consecutive years in a row does not happen without a strong team all pulling together. Judith Blinko, co-owner of the Mermaid, said that the award had come at a perfect moment, since next week on February the 18th is the past one. She will have worked at the Mermaid for 40 years. Congratulations on that. Well done, Judith. On June the 11th, she will have owned it for 30, and the AA award tops everything off.
Fantastic. It's a lovely place, isn't it?
It is. It's gorgeous. I just love sitting outside with a nice glass of wine.
Chips and Dinks have tweeted. They say, happy Business Bunker Day. Nice to see you on the show again, Linda.
Thank you.
And we'll be catching up soon, they say. That's the lovely folks, Bev and Tony at Chips and Dinks, for all your wingdings, bashes, dents, wheel bangs. And they do a fantastic line in refurbishing and upcycling things as well. I had a pine, I still got it, a pine dining table, a massive pine dining table. It just didn't fit my, it just didn't look right. It didn't fit the colours of my dining room. So Tony completely refurbished it and sprayed it. And it's fantastic, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, so you don't think of that, do you?
No, absolutely.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so Chips and Dinks. Give them a follow on Twitter, Chips and Dinks.
Yeah, good idea. Mm. Okay, I'm going to read another one of these.
Yeah, people keep sending me pictures of pancakes with cream melting on them.
No.
Well, what are they trying to do?
You're not allowed, are you?
Oh, no, I'm not allowed.
Okay, I'm going to go away from that. An empty warehouse has been filled with shopping pods for small businesses to sell their handmade items under one roof. Shop in Pods Emporium has taken over a new unit in Javelin Way on Henwood Industrial Estate in Ashford, in a new space called the Creative Enterprise Centre. It's a place where independent businesses from around Kent can rent a pod or display cabinets to sell their items alongside other sellers. It was set up by husband and wife team Simon and Claire Hurst from Folkestone, who wanted to find a way to help small businesses like theirs grow. What a lovely idea.
Mm, fantastic idea, isn't
it? Yeah, that's lovely.
So I'm going to read this one, and it's the last one I'm reading about pancakes. It's from Neville Gaunt. He says it's Pancake Day. It's Shrove Tuesday. That's got to be worth a big shout-out. And he's given me a big gift of a plate full of pancakes with melting cream and ice cream all over it. They're doing it deliberately, Linda. They are. They're trying to get me in trouble with Amanda. And just while I'm saying that, Amanda's at home today, not very well, so get well soon, Donnie.
Oh, that's nice, get well soon. Yeah. Well, Matthew Dorrington has just actually said, I'm running late, so I've only just tuned in, so he's missed everything about the pancakes. I might have to say something just for him.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it, Matt. You've missed 16 minutes of pancake talk, really. I was going to say waffle, but that's not the same as a pancake, is it?
No, not quite.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, brilliant.
Best business events. A big thank you to Brett's BR for sponsoring the Best Business Women Awards Kent 2023. They say, are you in Maidstone, Ashford, Canterbury or Tunbridge Wells? The Kent Business Awards cover all of Kent and are free to enter. You can find more information about the awards by going to businessawardskent.co.uk.
Oh, fabulous.
That's good fun. I normally compare the business awards shows, and it's always good fun.
Yeah, you are very good at comparing, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm like a meerkat. Oh, no, different comparing. Yeah,
it's completely different. Well, there's an open house at the Maidstone Innovation Centre. It's hosting its first open house event to give businesses the opportunity to tour state-of-the-art facility. Join the team on Tuesday, 28th of February, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for networking, drinks and a tour. Nice.
Sounds good.
We're moving offices, actually. We're moving into Maidstone. And we're moving to a gentleman called James Marsh. So I've networked with him before. And he's got a jeweller's. He's just bought Cornell's, the old building.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he's just bought that. So he's completely renovating it. And he's on the 4th of March, got an open day. So he's going to be serving cakes and tea and drinks. And he's given away a prize. Someone can win jewellery to the value of £2,500. So if any of you men are thinking about getting a gift for your lady and you want it for free, this is the place to be on Saturday, the 4th of March.
Okay, I need to deconstruct some of that.
Yeah.
Is he opening another jeweller's shop there?
He's opening another jeweller's shop, yes.
Okay, because I wondered if, having bought the building, he just found some old jewellery tucked down under the floorboards or something.
I think he wishes that. He's that to invest.
Because Cornell's has been there since 1716 or something, hasn't it? It's been there 300 years.
A long, long time. Yeah. Apparently, they passed it down to their workers. Historically, they've always passed it down to their workers.
Yeah.
So he was quite lucky, I suppose, in a way. Well, the people that should have received it were unlucky, but he was quite lucky because he then managed to get in and buy the building.
Yeah. So he's opening a jewellery shop there and offices.
Yes, well, and not all offices. It's just, you know, some exclusive people that are allowed in
there. Just you.
Yes.
Just you. Yeah, okay.
So we're really great. We've got two offices there. Right. And, that's going to be good. But the jewellers is downstairs. He's taken on all the staff that did work for Cornell's, so none of them have gone out of work, so that's nice.
Okay, because we're opening, I own Fruit Works in Canterbury.
Yes.
We're opening two more. We're opening the Centres and Trading Posts, as we just said. And we're also opening the Island Works at the Dockyard Church in Sheerness.
Oh, right, yeah, I knew I'd heard
which
about
is, that. Fantastic. It is the most amazing building.
It's needed as well there.
Yeah, it is just stunning.
Yeah.
But when we do the launch party, you need to come out. Even if you've got no intention of working there, just to see the building, it's unbelievably lovely.
So it's a really old building, is it?
Yes, it is. It's a grade one listed. But it was torched. Somebody set fire to it and it burnt down, apart from the facade at the front. Oh. So the Dockyard Preservation Trust, who own the building, who own the church, have spent 9 years and £8 million rebuilding it. They've retained the listed front and then built the back. And what they've done is they've reproduced it so it looks, from the outside, the same as it did when it was a functioning church. But it's like walking into a cathedral when there's a mezzanine floor that goes all the way. It's hard to describe until you go and see it. And you walk through the door and you go, my goodness, that is unbelievable. It is lovely.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. I can't wait to see that then.
Yeah, and that's going to be a co-working space as well.
Lots going on.
Yeah. Right, cheesy tunage time.
What's it going to be?
Well, I've got this. You may remember it. You're a bit younger than me. I remember this quite well when it was released, unbelievably. It's not the best song in the world, but it did sell a few million copies, but it's the only thing that I could find to play in homage to Mick here. It's a band called Steppenwolf. You ever come across them?
No, I've never heard of them.
Yeah, they're a psychedelic rock band from the 70s. And this track is called Magic Carpet.
Hey!
I'll take you away. Last night I hold her, let him slip, and so I wish that I could stay. Before the thing could answer me, well, someone came and took the lamp away. I looked around, a lousy candle's all out found. Well, you don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl? Carpet ride. Well, you don't know what we can see. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Talis Independent Financial Advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out talisifa.com.
Construction businesses, we're celebrating the very best projects, people, innovations and businesses in construction. Could this be you? Winning an award can help you open doors to contracts, find new supply channels and break into new markets. Each winner will receive a beautifully engraved trophy along with a total prize package worth over £1,000. Enter the Southeast Construction Awards now at constructionexpoawards.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
That was Steppenwolf. Magic Carpet.
Never heard of them, but I like the title of the song.
Oh, you never heard of Steppenwolf? No. Well, they were a Canadian-American psychedelic rock band, formed in 1969, and they were a big-selling band. Biggest track was Born to Be Wild.
Oh, well, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
Magic Carpet makes me think of Aladdin.
Yeah. Or...
or All Floors, even.
Or All Floors Trade Centre.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yes.
That was my first thought, yeah. Sorry about that, Mick. Anyway, it's a pleasure to welcome onto the show Mick Surgeson from All Floor Trade Centre. Mick, welcome to the show. Sorry about the music. Cool. Why don't you kick off? Just go over what it is you guys actually do.
We've got a retail showroom over in Aylesford, and we have a big commercial department.
Right.
But we cover all types of flooring.
Right, okay.
Carpet, LVT, vinyls,
right.
Safety floors, you name it, we do it.
Okay, cool. We had a long conversation off air about my carpeting and flooring needs, which was really interesting. And you were telling me lots of interesting stuff. And the point that you made that really stuck with me is that it isn't just what you pick for the flooring, it's how you prepare what's underneath it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realise a lot of our work is in the preparation of the subfloor.
Yeah.
Without that, the finished product generally doesn't look that good, and it doesn't last.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things you do in that underlying stuff before you put a floor covering down?
Yeah, I mean, we survey every job free of charge.
Right.
And it's our job to find out what the subfloor is.
Right.
And what type of preparation it needs, depending on what type of floor covering you're going to put over the top.
Right. So there will be a different base on it. It could be concrete, could be floorboards.
Yeah, exactly that.
Anything else that people come up with?
Sorry, Mick, I wanted to ask you a question, actually. So someone came in and told you the perfect underfloor is the previous carpet, and he just laid wooden floor, the one that clips together. He laid that on top of the old carpet. Is that any good, or is that lazy? No,
I can't. It doesn't sound like that'll work very well.
No.
For one, you don't know what's underneath the carpet.
Oh, yeah.
So there could be some underlying issues there. We would take that up. And if it's floorboards and they're generally good, we can just put an underlay down, and then we would put the laminate or whatever we're putting down over the top.
Now I'm really old. I'm knocking on. And I remember carpet underlay when it was like horsehair.
Yeah.
Is what is it these days?
Yeah, I mean, you can still get that.
Can you?
Still get the felt underlay.
Yeah, because we got horses, so we could get our own. I've got none.
And they still do the old rubber. I don't know if you remember the old rubber.
Yes, I do, yeah.
Hessian backed, yeah.
Yeah.
They still use that, yeah.
Right, okay. Is there any new materials that they use on the market?
A lot of foam underlays now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
compressed foam.
Okay.
And they're very popular
because
of the insulation values.
Okay. Now, do you do tiles as well?
We don't do any ceramics. We can latex over ceramics.
Right, okay. He's saying that because I already told him I had some Mexican clay tiles on one of my floors and they were too cold. Cool, yeah.
You haven't got to dig them up.
Yeah, absolutely. They wouldn't come up. I don't think they would come up. You'd need one of those big hammers to get them up. No, absolutely. But just run over the kind of flooring you do. Obviously, you do carpets, you do wood. But you were telling me about LV something or others. Linda knew about this.
LVT. Linda can tell you about LVTs.
Yeah. I could tell you something about LVTs. There's lots of different types and there's lots of
Hold on. How do you know about all this then?
Well, we just...
I've
told her. He's pre-prepped you again, hasn't he? Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm getting double sold here, guys.
LVTs it stands for a luxury vinyl tile.
Right, okay.
So people may have heard of Antico and Carndean.
Yeah.
But there's lots of other manufacturers out there.
Right.
Other products. So, yeah.
What's the material? What are they actually made of?
It's vinyl, PVC vinyl.
It's PVC vinyl. Yeah. Right, okay.
And they get stuck down.
Yeah, because I've in past, not in this house, in previous houses, I've had Antico tiles, and they're rigid, aren't they? They're kind of solid.
Yeah, they will bend.
Yeah.
The warmer it is, the more they'll bend.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have to be laid at a certain temperature and stuff.
Right.
So,
and then, obviously, you do traditional carpeting, presumably.
Yeah, of course.
In terms of, as you've heard, I've got quite a few offices around the place. I mean, what kind of thing do you recommend as hard-wearing flooring for, you know, offices that got a lot of people walking around?
Yeah, again, like you can see in the studio, there's a carpet tile down, which is ideal for a wheelie chairs and stuff like that.
Right. Why do carpet tiles work better than a solid carpet?
A sheet carpet is held in place by the gripper rods.
Right, okay.
So if you can imagine rolling a chair backwards and forwards, over a period of time, you're gonna create a wave. And it's
you're gonna stretch it, aren't you?
Yeah, you're gonna stretch the carpet.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
We can fit a traditional carpet, but that's a different type of system. That's a DuraFit system.
Right, okay.
So you stick the underlay to the subfloor and then you stick the carpet to the underlay.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But again, I would still
carpet tiles are better.
Top.
Yeah.
And if you've got these spillages, you can pop one up, stick a new one down.
Exactly, yeah.
You haven't got to take the whole room out.
And then you get the interesting thing of colour matching.
I
had an office somewhere where we had to replace some of the tiles, and of course the carpet tiles, we couldn't even remember who put them down, and so we just went completely the other way and bought multicoloured tiles that weren't remotely similar to the ones that were already down, and just made a pattern out of it.
And you can section stuff off, make it a desk area or a walkway, so you can change certain parts of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But that's the beauty of tiles, isn't it? I mean, I quite like the idea of having an odd, different colour tile in there rather than having it all the same.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good. And those tiles are kind of hard wearing material?
Very hard. Yeah. Bitumen backed. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Short pile.
Okay.
So what's the trends then for 2023?
LVTs are still really big.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we've moved away from everyone having grey LVT and grey carpets, because that's been the trend for the last...
It's the last few years, hasn't it?
We moved away from that, have we?
Some of us have.
Anyway,
what's the colour then? I just want to know what's the colour?
People are going back to quite traditional colours, oaks, you know, quite dark oaks, smoked colours, oaks.
What about carpets?
And again, carpets, neutral colours.
Yeah.
Your beige and your creams.
Mm.
Yeah, I think just everyone's had enough of grey.
I'll tell you what I like on the stairs particularly is the stripe carpets. It's a stripe that goes up the stairs. I think that looks really like...
I've got a Hessian up my stairs.
That's very hard wearing.
It's very hard wearing.
A sizal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was down... I've lived in my house 16 years. It was down when I arrived and it doesn't look any different from the day I arrived.
Yeah.
Well, mine's only 2 years old and, of course, Elle moved in 2 years ago with two cats.
All right.
So... I have practically no bottom step left. Yeah. So
they do like a loophole car.
I know. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. What I want to talk about now, Mick, is your business journey. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your background, and then how you came to put the business together.
So I'm a carpenter by trade.
Right.
I've been a timber floor layer for 27 years. One of
do you still do carpentry, or is it something you kind of
have to?
Yeah.
If need be.
Yeah.
I've still got all my tools, so you know, if I need to go out and do something, I will.
But, right.
Generally, now we're so busy, you know, estimating and back at the showroom, so I don't get much time for that.
Okay. All right. But you've been working in the flooring business yourself for 27 years?
I've been in the flooring business for about 30 years, yeah.
Right, okay.
John and Keith have both been in it 35 years.
Okay.
I actually worked with John back in the days of Alders Department Store.
Right.
I fitted all the wood, John fitted all the carpet.
Okay.
Up in Bromley. That's, you know, we've known each other and we've done lots and lots of work together.
Okay.
Keith's always been a commercial estimator.
Right.
And John actually started working with Keith, supplying all the labour for Keith.
Right.
One of Keith's previous companies.
Okay.
They had to move premises, so the three of us got together and decided to start something up together. And
okay. And when
that was in 2019.
Okay.
In the August.
August 2019, so you decided to do something.
Yeah, we built the showroom. We had that ready by Christmas. We opened the doors in January, and then we shut them.
Closed the doors in February, yeah. Like everybody else. Okay, and you're based at Parkwood in Maysley?
No, we're based at 2M Trade Park in Aylesford.
Aylesford, yeah, sorry.
So it's along the Forstall Road,
Road,
Bedard Way.
Yeah, near where the Harley Davidson dealer used to be.
That's it, they're still there.
Yeah, is it still there? I haven't been down there for a long time. Last time I went down there was during the lockdown and it was all closed up and I didn't know if they'd moved away. It's still there, aren't they?
It's still there, yeah.
Okay.
How did you decide what roles each of you was going to play? Because, I mean, with Elle and I, we sort of split our roles. Hmm. I'm finance and sales. And
Keith has always done commercial estimates.
Right.
And he's really good at doing matrix and stuff for new built plots.
Right.
So he'll take, for argument's sake, if a house builder's building eight different types of plots, he can give you a matrix which gives you three or four different floor coverings per plot,
right,
and do that across the board. So the house builder can just pick and choose what they want.
Right.
And we can come up with a final package.
Okay.
Because they're all different, because they're, you know, HOs and part rented and part buyer.
Right.
So they have different levels of flooring.
Okay.
So would you go into someone like a big builder, like Taylor Woodrow, and do all their houses? Or
Last year we started doing a little bit of work for Crest Nicholson.
Yep.
Over in Ashford.
Yep.
They had, I think it was 9 plots we ended up doing in 7 days.
Wow. Okay.
Because they was under the cosh.
Yeah.
And we had 14 guys down there.
Wow.
For the 7 days. From morning till night.
Right.
But we managed to get it done.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so they're one of the bigger house builders we work for, yeah.
Now, it's interesting, again, Mick and I were having this discussion off air earlier on. I've got a very old rural Victorian house, yeah. It wasn't built when anybody bothered about the price of gas, electricity or climate or anything else. Mm. And it's incredibly difficult to keep it insulated, because of the nature of the build of it. But and people talk a lot about double glazing and loft insulation, all good stuff. But flooring can have a massive role in keeping your house warm, yeah.
A lot of trends now as well, people are putting underfloor heating in.
Right, yeah.
So again, we can cater for that. We speak directly to underfloor heating companies.
Yeah.
We then speak directly to people that produce different types of screeds.
Yeah.
And so we can come up with the right combination for the right job.
Yeah, because there's different sorts, isn't there? I've got underfloor heating in one of my bathrooms under vinyl.
Which is probably a cable fed system.
Yeah.
And then you've got your water fed systems,
which
are generally in a 50mm screed anyway, so that's never a problem. Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of new builds now are putting in underfloor heating, aren't they?
Yeah.
Directly.
Which works well with the LVTs. Again, you just have to make sure you've got the right level of coverage with the latex.
Yeah.
And obviously you use a high temperature adhesive.
Right.
And then the LVTs are absolutely fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's your preferred flooring then? What have you got in your house?
I like, dare I say, I know I'm timber floor layer, but I think I like the LVTs purely from a design point of view.
Right.
You can change from a tile to a plank with no threshold, no difference in height and floor.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're going from a wood to a ceramic, there's always that, because a wood generally needs an expansion gap.
Yeah.
So you've obviously got like a cover type strip between one type of floor and another.
Especially the way modern flats are now. So Elle and Dan's living room is the living room, and then it goes straight into the kitchen.
Yep.
So they could go for two different types of flooring.
Two different types. And we like to get involved with the design and consultancy type of work as well. So, you know, you can come to us with the plans for your extension or the house that you've got now, and we'll design a complete LVT floor to run through.
Right.
We can match the border in the kitchen with the wood that's in the lounge and fit a tile. So there's lots of different options, and that's what I like about it.
Right, okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. I've got LVTs. I've got LVT planks in my kitchen. They are grey, though, sorry.
Yeah. Each their own.
My carpets are grey, too.
we're going to change them, though.
Yeah, we're going to change them.
That might have something to do with Amanda, has it?
Sorry?
Has that anything to do with Amanda, or...?
What's that?
Your flooring?
No, they were all down before Amanda moved in.
Oh, right, okay.
No, it was me that picked...
Can't blame her.
I can't blame anyone else. I picked it. I'm a very grey person.
Well, it's the modern thing. I mean, I've actually had beige carpet put down, but I was there with girlfriends and they were both trying to push me to have grey, and I'm like, no, I've got, you know, it doesn't go with anything else I've got in the house.
I have got beige in my library. What's left of it, the moss have eaten most of it. I couldn't believe it. I've got a sofa against the wall, and I pulled the sofa out to do something, and there were lumps of carpet. You can't see me because we're on the radio, about the size of a cricket ball, where they'd been eating it and fluffing it up. And of course, all the wool has gone completely off the carpet. It's just whatever the string thing is.
All the new wool carpets now have got a built-in protection against.
Yeah, they're all come pre-treated. Yeah.
The thing is now as well, there's so many people with different allergies, isn't there, around? And, you know, the LVT prevents all of that.
That's why a lot of people go for the LVT.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can pull it up a flight of stairs.
Mm.
Lots of bedrooms, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, there's different types of nosings we fit to different flights of stairs.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But what about the noise on the stairs?
Again, that's something, yeah, you've just got to work out for yourselves whether you can live with it or not.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There are sound deadening materials we can use on the stairs and landings and bedrooms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, my next question is this. You've got a retail showroom in Aylesford. If I come along there, do you supply what you've got in the showroom, or do you have access to suppliers of a whole range of stuff that I can...
We can virtually get you whatever you want.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. A lot of the stuff in the showroom is, because we're heavily fitter-based,
right?
Because me and John are experts.
Right.
So we take a lot of stock on what our fitters tell us.
Right.
So if we get a new manufacturer into the showroom, we'll trial it with a couple of fitters and see what they reckon of it.
Right.
And if they give us the thumbs up, then we keep it. If not, we
good idea.
Yeah.
Nice one. Cool. Good.
It's a nice showroom, actually. Really nice.
I haven't seen it. I'm going to pop over there and have a look.
Yeah, we've. I've seen a couple of pictures about with a little dog in there. Whose little dog is it?
That's John and Kay's little dog.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Kay's our accountant.
Yeah.
Benson.
Benson. That's right.
New all floor mascot.
Is the dog for trial purposes? You know, like is your carpet dog resistant? Yeah, dog, do your business so we can show them. It's like years ago you used to get people flogging Hoovers. Do you remember? They're really expensive Hoovers. They come to your house and throw stuff all over the floor, and they go, "Don't panic, I can Hoover that up." Yeah,
I remember those. They were really heavy, great big things. Weren't they?
Tried out the carpet tiles in the office a couple of times. There's proof here. They do work. You can just pop one out and pop a new one back in again.
Yeah, but it's a great showroom, and it's good because you've got all the samples,
Yeah, and you can take the samples home and you can try them over the weekend and
make
sure it works in different lights. Because, again, the lights in the showroom are going to be totally different to what you've got at home.
Sure, yeah.
A lot of people now have got big bifold doors and stuff. So, take it home, have a look, see what you reckon. Yeah.
Cool. Cool. Mick, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. If people want to find out more about All Floor Trade Centre, what's the best way to do that?
Either visit the website, which is www.allfloorstradecentre.co.uk. Pop us an email into info@allfloorstradecentre.co.uk.
Fantastic.
Find our number on Google.
Yep.
There's a 5% discount if they go on their social channels and follow them.
On Facebook, there's a 5%
Brilliant.
Discount. Yeah.
Okay. Those links for the website, Facebook and email are all on the Kent Business Radio website. They will remain there forever. So if you didn't get to write them down because you were busy deciding what colour you want that isn't grey.
we'll try to cater to your budget, you know. We're not gonna just try and see the most expensive thing in the showroom or you know, whatever we've got on.
Okay.
You know, we want to sell you that week.
Yeah. I've got a pound.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we struggle on that.
Yeah. Mick, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much. Really interesting what you do. Really fascinating insight into the world of floor coverings. Thank you so much. Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
Yeah,
but for the moment, thank you.
Thank you, Mick.
Brilliant. Right, we've still got loads of things to talk about. We've got another guest to talk to in the second part of the show. I've had a tweet here from the lovely Kim Stevens of Caring Kent, and she says, good afternoon, happy pancake day to the Business Bunker team. Best way to start the day with warm, fluffy pancakes topped with maple syrup. So they're doing it again, aren't they?
Yeah. You're not going to get away from the pancakes.
I'm not, am I?
No.
It's not my fault, Amanda. They're all teasing me. I think we've done this. No, I haven't. Michael Park Surveyors, this is Steph, who's their social media person. Paul, we'd love a good old Business Bunker shout out. I can't listen live because we're load shedding. Right, she's based in South Africa, in Cape Town, and they've got 11 hours today of no electricity.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so poor old Steph's going to listen on the catch up.
Well, you've got Jade Window, so Jade WCSS Limited have said, great show so far, especially if you like pancakes. All these lovely buildings you've been talking about will surely need to look their best, so you know where to come for that. You may have seen the boys hanging off the ropes there last week, cleaning the kel at Chatham Docks.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah, so it's Jade Window Cleaning. They do big commercial window cleaning buildings and stuff, don't they?
Well, yeah.
Oh, so they're down the docks, are they?
And they're hanging on ropes.
Blimey. Bit of abseiling.
I know, it's scary.
Oh. I trust the Speak Up Specialists. I trust Assurance have asked for a Business Bunker shout-out, and you are more than welcome for a Business Bunker shout-out. In fact, while talking about that, they did send me some info about an event they're running. So let me find that and read that out. Where are we? Here we go. I trust Live with Genco Construction Services in Bearstead. Find out more about the Staff Engagement, Communication and Whistleblowing app. This is an event that's taking place on Thursday, the 18th of May, 9 to 1pm. And I think I'm hosting that, if I remember rightly. So Genco Construction, Bearstead, just outside Maidstone. And that's iTrust Live, so do check that out. And just while I'm talking about this, there's a Tenterton Book Fair this Saturday, the 25th of February, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Highbury Hall, and the admission to the book fair is totally free.
Oh, and Carl from Kent have said, nice to see you again at Linda Cloak. We'll be catching up soon, so that's nice to hear from them.
Yeah, cool. I've now lost where I am. Hold on. Marsh Network, there's a face-to-face meeting at the Marsh Breakfast Meeting in Dymchurch on the 2nd of March. The breakfast meeting of the Marsh Network, where you can meet up with people to network, make new contacts, give and receive support, develop and grow your business. Come along and tell us about your business, charity or CIC, and what support, clients or engagement you are looking for. Enjoy an excellent full English breakfast, available by arrangement at the Ship Inn, Dymchurch. To find out more, book your place, marshnetwork.co.uk.
Love the Ship Inn. Yeah. The Southeast Innovation Programme is a fully funded 12-hour workshop designed to help SMEs and entrepreneurs get the tools they need to be investment ready. Training is free of charge and includes all aspects of developing a commercially viable business, from concept through to investment and market entry. Wednesday the 22nd, Thursday the 23rd, please join the workshop or email seip@ncltv.co.uk.
Cool. I'm just trying to catch up with my tweets. There's just bloody hundreds of them.
Shall I read another one? This is funding.
What?
This is funding for foodie businesses.
Go for it.
So 11 Kent-based food and drink businesses get to share £154,000 worth of vouchers for research. Over £154,000 of funding has been awarded by Growing Kent and Medway to 11 local fresh produce, food and drink businesses for investment in research projects addressing sustainability, from reducing plastic in fruit punnets, cutting energy in the food processing, to extracting plant proteins from seaweed. The wide-ranging projects each showed innovative approaches to overcoming sustainability. That's fantastic.
Mm.
Really good.
Guess who I've got a tweet from? Go on, guess.
L?
No. Worse than that.
Oh.
Go on.
Well, it's got to be your young lady who normally assists you.
No, I'm not in trouble with Amanda yet.
Oh, no, I don't mean your young lady. I mean the lady that assists you here, Jules.
Yeah, Jules. my first day on an incredible villa on the beach and I'm in bed with flu again.
Oh, no.
Say hello to flu for me. See what I did there? Oh, dear. Said I had it last week of December. I was never ill like this before. It's not normal. Aching and temperature. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Jules. And it's not the kind of place to have flu, really. Dubai, is it? It's a bit warm there.
Well, Elle's not well either today, actually. She's got a bit of a throat infection and her chest. She's got a really dodgy voice at the moment. Croaky.
A dodgy voice?
Croaky voice.
Croaky, yeah. Well, Amanda's at home not well as well. She was all sniffly and croaky.
So it's going through. Well, lots of people have retweeted, nice to see you here again, Linda. So thank you, everyone, for all of that. That's really great.
Jenny Taylor has just said, pancakes.
Are you both having pancakes, boys? Are you having, pancakes, Mick?
Probably not.
You having pancakes, Adam?
Yeah, I think we will be, yeah. Yeah, the kids love them.
Yeah, I think we will be as well. I've just got John at home. He is 30 years old, but I'm sure he'll enjoy a pancake. You having any, Paul? Just one with a bit of lemon on, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Probably not.
No.
Okay,
I can't see anything else in my stream here. So, I'm going to read this. So, Disabled Entrepreneurs Networking. Join our friendly, supportive and productive monthly virtual networking meeting for entrepreneurs with any form of disability or health issues, Wednesday the 22nd, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Right.
And also International Women's Day 2023.
Right.
Embrace equity. Will you embrace equity in 2023? Can you imagine a world free of bias, stereotypes and discrimination? Join us collectively to celebrate all women's achievements and specifically in the world of business. Wednesday the 8th of March, 10:30 to 12 p.m.
Right. Good. You've read the Jay window cleaning tweet, haven't you?
I have.
Martin Reeves of Buddy Collectors has asked for a shout out. Martin is trying to get funded to run his charitable site. What he does is he buys up collectibles from Etsy and what's the other one? Etsy and eBay. And then he on-sells them and donates the money to charity.
Oh, that's nice.
But what he needs is the funding to buy the stuff in the first place. Just silly stuff like Lego. He bought 50 quid's worth of Lego the other day that he sold for like 600 quid.
Wow.
But he needs the funding in the first place to be able to buy the stuff up. So if anybody wants to talk to him about that, do that. I've had a tweet from the Construction Expo 2023. Take a look at what techno metal posts are bringing along to the Construction Expo on the 25th of April at the Sandown Park in Surrey. What can you bring along to best showcase what you do and attract visitors to your stand? You can visit them at the Construction Expo on stand 32. So thank you for that. That's the Construction Expo taking place on the 25th of April at Sandown Park. Right. What else have you got, Linda?
I haven't actually got anything else here at the moment. So
Have you got any more emails?
Yeah, we've got some more emails.
So have I. Shall I read one first?
Go on then.
Sevenoaks Chamber, this month are doing a networking. Do you get that? Networking meeting at Knoll Park. This event welcomes local businesses and individuals to network face-to-face while offering an opportunity to build valuable business relationships while enjoying a lovely walk and talk.
I've been on that walk. And
have
it
you?
It's absolutely brilliant, I've got to say. It's just really good fun. You sort of move and speak to different people, but there's so many people going. I mean, there's been as many as 50 people on that walk.
Yeah.
So it's very, very popular and it's effective as well.
Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah. I'm actually attending networking tomorrow for Kings Hill Football Club.
Right.
So they're really great. So Kings Hill Football Club networking is on the last Wednesday of every month. They do one on Zoom and one in the room. This month is a Zoom meeting at midday tomorrow, and it runs for an hour.
Yeah.
So it's really great. You get to go on there and meet, and it's free tomorrow.
Mm.
When we do the ones in the room, the money goes to Kings Hill Football Club, which is like loads of kids' games, and
right.
So it's really, really good. And of course, this Friday is Feel Good Friday, everybody.
Wow.
So Edenwood Place, we're running Feel Good Friday, where people come to have fun, have a drink, and network socially.
Lovely. Mm. Yeah. What time does that start?
Starts at 8 p.m. That's Friday evening at Edenwood Place, which
fantastic.
Is just at the top of Blue Will Hill there.
Okay. Back to my networking at Knoll Park. It takes about an hour, and they provided lunch, and lunch is provided by their sponsors that are Thackeray Williams Solicitors, and it's taking place on the 24th of February. So what's that?
Friday,
isn't it? 10:30 till 12. There you go.
Really good.
While we're talking about Sevenoaks, the Sevenoaks Town team have an International Women's Day this March at the Bat and Ball Centre in Crampton Road, Sevenoaks. Wednesday the 8th of March, 12 lunchtime till 3:30. If you want to find out anything about any of those events, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar. All the details in the booking link can be found there.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I've got Ashford College here. Our business students have been inspired by our social action projects to really make a difference in Term 4, and they have set out to start up a college-wide clothes bank. They're hoping that this will provide students with much-needed suits or smart clothes when they have their interviews. With the current financial crisis and cost of living, this is a much-valued project for them. So if you're throwing out any unwanted clothes this half-term, why not bring them into college? Clothing of good condition is welcome, formal or casual, as well as any unwanted shoes, handbags or unopened makeup. If you do want to donate anything, please bring them to our Elwick Road site from Monday the 20th of Feb. Do you know, I heard this morning that the FTSE index is the highest it's ever been.
Yep.
And yet we're in a financial crisis.
Yeah. It kind of depends on who you listen to. Inflation is dropping, not fast enough, but it is dropping. It will sort itself out because it was caused by the Bank of England in the first place. So it will come down. It's down to 10%, which is horrendous, obviously, but from where it was. But it is coming down quite well. Not that you'd know it, because our wonderful government are telling us that they're going to put up energy prices by 20%. But the spot price of gas on the market is the lowest it's been for 4 years.
Yes, well, luckily we're not in with the big crowd and telling everyone how horrible it's out there, because it's great, people. We love it.
Well, we are facing problems. There is a cost of living crisis, and there are shortages of things too, again, because of those cost of living crises. But a lot of it's just poor financial management. It's just, there's no other way of putting it. It's just rubbish management, you know. They're all over the shop in terms of what they're doing. And if government didn't interfere all the time, I mean, people don't understand this. My energy bills, for instance, my non-gas energy is 100% renewable. But I'm paying a price conducive to the highest price of gas, because that's how Ofgem set the prices. It's just bonkers. It's just completely bonkers, and it's completely up to the government that they've set the price that high. And then they come along and say, oh, we're going to cap it. Well, why not take it away altogether and let the market find its own price? Yeah. The reason they do that is to stop, I don't know if you know, but the distribution companies. Again, this gets confusing because there are distribution companies and there are oil exploration companies. The oil exploration companies make money. The distribution companies have all been going bust. 31 of them have gone bust in the last 18 months. But anyway, enough of this ranting. We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom. When we come back, we're going to talk to Adam about his lovely accounting firm. So here we go. Let's go.
Bye for now.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews. Channel Radio News Update.
Rail passengers are being warned to expect disruption for the next month as a fresh wave of strikes get underway. A 48-hour walkout by the RMT begins today, with another one starting on Friday. One of the victims of the Solihull Lake tragedy remains critically ill in hospital. Meanwhile, a vigil's taken place in memory of the three boys who lost their lives on Sunday afternoon. The first public parole hearing in UK history has taken place of Russell Causley, who murdered Carol Packman. Daughter Samantha Gillingham says knowing more about the process is helpful for her.
I think it was really invaluable for me to be nothing worse than going through the parole process without actually being able to know what's being said behind closed doors. It's very difficult when you've got no information at all.
And ABBA star Bjorn Ulvaeus says he hopes Eurovision 2023 unites people in Europe around Ukraine. From Radio News Hub,